some more this morning. Joshua chapter 1, as Scott already said, God said to get ready to cross the Jordan River. He says, I will give you every place. You set your foot, be strong and courageous. Chapter 2 of Joshua, the Israelites sent out a reconnaissance mission to Jericho. And they found out that God was already working mightily on their behalf. They realized God's reputation, fame, and power went ahead of them. In chapter 3, God does a miracle and stops the Jordan from flowing, and the Israelites cross over on dry land. In chapter 4, Joshua, the whole chapter is about building altars and memorials and remembering that the hand of the Lord is powerful. Skip chapter 5 and go to 6. The Israelites march powerfully and simply around Jericho, and God provides yet another miracle by tearing down the walls of Jericho. Chapter 6 is the climax of 40 years of wandering, and the answer to so many promises that they will inherit the land. But before the God tears down the walls of Jericho, there's chapter 5, and it's a lot different chapter. For now, the miracles have stopped. For now, the altars and memorials have been built. For now, the moving forward has ended. For now, the swords and spears have been put in a corner and things have stopped. And if you read that chapter, you can see it. Look what God does. He celebrates. I don't know if you celebrate circumcision, but it happens, and you celebrate Passover. God gets very personal, very relational, and very intimate with his people right here. This chapter is about getting ready spiritually, and yes, I believe this is a consecration service. They had to remember again their identity as children of God. Remember God's protection and passion for his children. Remember that it's Christ's blood that saves them and that they are forgiven. Simply put, their hearts were finally right before God. At the very end of chapter 5, there's one last thing that God desires, and it's to be worshipped as holy and declared as holy. The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place you're standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Let's pray. Lord, we declare you holy. That word describes no one else. We don't even know how to really worship you as holy, but we're going to try this morning. Help us to do that just in a genuine way. You are so worthy. We praise your name.
I made you. His word and deed.
Something like a wanna see you open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our frame. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Yeah. Open up the heavens. We want to see.
Let the darkness be. Show your might.
your kingdom.